ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that wasn't such a chore, now was it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is looking at you, kid.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, the defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Straight up today, we're talking with the man that made it all happen. Is this legal? I'm talking about Art Davey, and that's the title of his book regarding the first UFC pay-per-view event now better than 20 years ago, 1993, of course, UFC 1. Back in the day, we'll talk about how he got it on television, how nobody wanted to insure it, how my godfather, as far as Joe Gilardi, the godfather of pay-per-view, and he was my guy that got me started on the radio back in the 80s, and how he ended up insuring this full contact boxing, wrestling, MMA match. Of course, any style went back in the day with the MMA, and that's what the MMA's transpired into. MMA, mixed martial arts fighters of every style, Muay Thai, karate guys, kung fu guys, all these guys hooking it up, making UFC what it is today. So we'll talk with Art Davey. We've got open phone lines until about 20 minutes past the hour. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, you're tuned to either the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, or the fabulous internet and ringtalk.com. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You do what it wants, give what it wants. Respect will come to you, and you can hold your man.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Dr. Robert Burke, Mayo Clinic-trained, board-certified cardiologist with a message to all men over 30.
Man boobs. Well, it's not the clinical term, but it's what my male patients call it. If you're storing fat around your chest, stomach, and love handles, it's not healthy, and chances are it's not your fault. It could be your hormones. As men age, our bodies produce estrogen, a female hormone that can cause flabby chests and bellies, love handles, weak muscle tone, lower energy, and poor sexual performance. I tell my patients, try a regimen before considering shots, patches, and drugs. I formulate a regimen to power up natural testosterone. More importantly, it helps slow estrogen to help you regain that youthful, muscle-toned guy you used to be.
Try a 30-day supply of regimen absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Get your free 30-day supply now at SolveLowT.com or call 800-777-7303. That's 800-777-7303.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Regimen is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
The Duke! John Wayne. Cool dude. Back in the day, he was a cool dude. And he commanded respect like you would not believe. I mean, kings, queens, they all wanted to meet John Wayne. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we are every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network, live worldwide on the internet at TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes.com. Bottom line is, we are your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour, we concentrate on mixed martial arts. Of course, the next USC event will be on Fox Sports 1. That is the flagship station of the USC, which is not on pay-per-view. That's Wednesday, July 16th, 9 p.m. in the East, 6 o'clock in the West, from the Revel Resorts in the Atlantic City, of course, New Jersey. I call it Sin City East. Fox Sports 1, once again. Pretty good fight. I mean, pretty good fight. I mean, Donald Cerrone's not the greatest fighter in the world, but he's okay. He's 23-6. Take it on Jim Miller. Jim Miller is explosive. These guys are lightweights, and he can explode. I mean, and knock guys out like you, ba-boom. He can go. So he's 24-4. These guys going at 155 pounds, July the 16th, 9 p.m. in the East, 6 o'clock in the West. After that is a Fight Pass only card from Dublin, Ireland. That's July 19th. And when I say Fight Pass only, that means the USC has their little $9.99 buy into our little package type of thing on cable. And you get to watch the Fight Pass cards. You get to watch some of the prelims. You get to watch the post-fight press conferences. But you don't get to watch the pay-per-view events, unlike the WWE channel run by Vince McMahon. Of course, McMahon thinks that by getting people to pay $10 a month that they should get to watch his pay-per-view events as well. So he's basically got out of the pay-per-view business. He's in the cable network business, but he's not in the pay-per-view business anymore, as I'm talking about Vince McMahon. Now, Mr. Dana White, they feel like they've got their thing going on as far as Fight Pass. I think they're going in the right direction. We'll see whose philosophy ends up winning out, whether it's Vince McMahon or Dana White, because it's going to go one way or the other. Straight up, the USC looking to do this Fight Pass thing. I'm not a big fan of it, but July 19th, Dublin, Ireland. And the fight for the actual schedule, you need to go to USCFightPass.com. USC Fight Night, Robbie Lawler, of course, that'll be going live on Fox TV. That's from the HP Pavilion. Or the Shark Tank, call it what you want, the NHL Sharks, the San Jose Sharks play there July 26th. It's 8 p.m. in the West, 5 o'clock, 8 p.m. in the East, 5 o'clock in the West. That's on the Fox, the big Fox channel. And then, you know, of course, the fight night coming up on Fox Sports 1. That's going to go August the 16th. But August 23rd, Kung Lee and Michael Bisping coming to you from Macau, China. Yeah, that's going to be pretty rocking from the Venetian. That's going to be a fight worth watching, but that's only on Fight Pass as well. Shucks. Anyway, Fox Sports 1's coming back. USC Fight Night. That's Henderson versus Dos Anjos. Benson Henderson, former lightweight champion, coming to you from Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the Bank of America Center, I believe. And live on pay-per-view. This is one I was getting to before the break. UFC 177. TJ Dillashaw, the world bantamweight champion from Sacramento, California, going to defend that title against the former champion, Renan Borrello, the man he annihilated, the man he should have been arrested for domestic violence. He beat on him so bad a couple of months ago. Was it May? Yeah, May. Wow. Licked him like a stamp. Lit him up like the White House Christmas tree. Put all the adjectives in there. He did it. I'm talking about TJ Dillashaw, an incredible underdog, maybe a 5-6-7-1 underdog. Renan Borrello thought to be untouchable. Hadn't lost a fight since 2008. Well, he lost one this night.
I mean, he got beat every round. He got stopped in the fifth round. He wants to do it again Saturday, August 30th, Sacramento, California, T.J. Dillashaw in the main event. Of course, we're hoping that the UFC gets smart and adds Uriah Faber to that card because, man, that they probably won't have to. T.J. Dillashaw will probably sell the place out by himself. But you put Uriah on that card, and you let Uriah fight the winner. Of course, a controversial loser to Renan Braille via referee stoppage a while back. But T.J. Dillashaw and Uriah Faber, the California kid, both members of Team Alpha Male in Sacramento, California, the same gym. They've got the same coaches. Will they fight each other? For the right amount of money. Like Paulie Malignaggi said, I'll fight my mother for the right amount of money. T.J. Dillashaw of the same mindset. He'll fight his best friend, Uriah Faber, for the right kind of money. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Of course, don't forget, Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, we mix boxing and mixed martial arts into 1 hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we come back on Sunday with 2 hours. The first hour of boxing at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Then we come back the second hour with an hour of MMA, UFC action, Invicta, Bellator. Of course, Bellator taking a new spin with Scott Coker, the former Strikeforce CEO, the man that brought us Strikeforce before he sold it for $34 million to the UFC. Of course, the Strikeforce was on Showtime, and they were doing their thing on Showtime, getting pretty good ratings with people like, you know, Ronda Rousey was part of the Showtime. She was part of that Showtime thing. That's why the UFC had to buy up the Strikeforce thing. They had to eliminate that because they couldn't get Ronda on any other television channel but Showtime. They didn't want to waste their talents there because wasn't enough people seeing her. She's the real deal. Whether you want to admit it or not, Ronda Rousey, after knocking out Alex Davis in 2016 seconds last week, now looking to do her thing. Holly Holm was just signed with the UFC, the unbeaten UFC fighter. The once-beaten boxer out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, former professional boxer, is retired a few years ago, and of course now she's all into MMA. And Gina Carano, they are trying to sign her to a contract. The Hollywood starlet, sort of not. She sort of flopped. I mean, yeah, ain't nobody talking about her as an actress. I mean, nobody walks with me and says, hey, you know, Gina Carano, she got it going on. You mentioned Gina Carano, people going, scratch your head, who? What are you talking about? Yeah, I understand that they substituted her voice in one of those movies she did. They just took her movie track, her voice track out, and substituted somebody else. Is that real? Could that happen? I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is she has not made the splash in Hollywood that I think that Ronda Rousey will make when she makes her move to the big screen. Of course, she's going to be in those Athena movies. She's doing something with Entourage. I mean, she's hot. She's happening. She's the number one athlete in combat sports right now as far as attention, the media, things like that are concerned. It's Ronda Rousey time, baby. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, we talk with the man that started it all, that had the stones, the initiative, the wherewithal to put combat sports, mixed martial arts of various styles against one another in UFC 1 back in 1993. I'm talking about the man that wrote, Is This Legal? Author Art Davey coming up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The great Darlene Love coming to the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, Sigma Stern Grove later this month. I'll get the exact date before the show closes, but the bottom line is Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and, man, one of my favorite singers. Me and my dad, back in the day, used to listen to Darlene Love when she used to record for Phil Spector. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Of course, we are Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Now, I'm excited about my next guest because he's the guy that started it all. They credit him with starting it all. In fact, he's got a book out. It's called "Is This Legal?" And you would think this is some vice or something like that. He's talking about the UFC. The author is the great Art Davey. Art, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, sir.
Hey Pedro, it's great to be here on Ring Talk. A real pleasure.
Well, lovely. Great to have you. Now, when did you first get involved in combat sports, be it wrestling or boxing or whatever? How'd you get your start?
Well, I love to tell the story, and it's in the book, that I got my butt kicked when I was a teenager training for the Golden Gloves, and it was a wrestler who took me down and made me say uncle. So early on, I was introduced to the issue of how does a boxer do against a wrestler?
Interesting, of course. Having won a few Golden Glove fights myself, wrestling is a different game. It's a ground game. Of course, this the UFC, it's called street fighting or dirty boxing in a lot of people's mind. But how did the concept come to the point where you envision this in your mind? And because the actual, when you look at the Hoyce Gracie days, I mean, Hoyce wasn't in the striking. He was in the submitting guys, these bigger guys, and he might not be able to compete with today's multifaceted warriors in the UFC. But talk to us about the start. How did you get this concept to start this UFC thing?
Well, I think after my experience on the beach with the wrestler, the seed was planted. Now, when I'm in the Marine Corps years later, it was a constant subject of barracks discussions about whether or not Bruce Lee could beat Muhammad Ali. And some friends of mine were over in Bangkok on an R&R, and they saw an Indian wrestler go up against a Muay Thai fighter. So this seed had been germinating in my mind for a number of years. And later, as a civilian, I'm working for an ad agency, and my boss says to me, our clients need some new ideas. And it was an importer of Mexican beer. And they wanted me to come up with something new. And what I came up with was World's Best Fighter, the idea of a tournament, an eight-man tournament, and that would go to pay-per-view. So this was something that, sports fans have been talking about for years, Pedro. All I was doing was figuring a way to package it and being able to take it forward as a franchise.
Okay. Were you surprised that the UFC just,
evolved and what it's a billion-dollar franchise now. Are you surprised it's like gone from what it was to what it is?
Not at all. Way back in the day, I understood that other than soccer, the martial arts was the physical activity that young people all over the planet had a relationship to. No matter what country you were in, there was a martial art, whether it was Sambo in Russia or Judo in Japan or Penjaksalat in Indonesia. So knowing that everyone enjoys a good fight, heck, it's in our DNA, I'm not surprised that the UFC has become as big as it is. Now, in the early days, though, in taking this idea forward, from when I first had it in 89 to doing the first event in 93, it was a real dogfight to get people to say yes. I was turned down by HBO, Showtime, ESPN. The martial arts community called it dirty fighting. They thought that it was a little too rough, a little too barbaric. Everywhere I went, people said to me, why do you want to do this? This is only in the movies. In fact, a number of people I talked to probably thought I was casting for a movie. When we asked Chuck Norris to be the commentator at the first event, he said, is this legal? And that's where the title of my book came from.
Art Davies, the author, folks. The book is called Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC from the man who created, of course, Big John McCarthy doing the foreword. You and John go back a ways, huh?
We go all the way back to actually before UFC 1. John was a student at the academy, and I had become a student there. And we would sometimes take Hickson Gracie's 6:30 in the morning class. And I got to tell you, there were a lot of police officers in that class. It was 90 minutes, and most of us were gone by 40 minutes. Most of us would drop out. Big John, though, I think used to hang in there right till the end.
You know, you brought me back in time there. I remember I took a I was boxing in South San Francisco at a gym, and I had just done my jumping jacks and my road work and this kind of stuff. I mean, I was just done. And these girls challenged me to get on a bicycle and cycle with them, right? It was like a 25-minute course. I lasted 15 before I fell off the bike. And when it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Art Davies, our guest, folks. The book is called Is This Legal? Now, Hoyce Gracie's a big part of the book, of course, a big part of the UFC legacy, the history, of course, the family. Did they create the UFC, this style of fighting? Was it their initial idea and you just packaged it or what?
Not at all. In fact, when you get into the book at all, you'll see that the chapter 4, the Gracie Challenge, that I didn't want to do the Gracie Challenge. And the reason being is that anytime, Pedro, you got two martial artists together from different styles and tried to get them into a match, it fell apart. And there was a simple reason for it. They'd argue about the money, and they'd argue about the rules.
Yeah.
It was like getting two pit bulls to argue about how a steak was going to be divided. So I wanted to do the world's best fighter, which was going to be a tournament with eight different men from different martial arts, including boxing and sumo, and I saw it on pay-per-view. So I wanted to incorporate the fact that the Gracies were willing, among all martial artists that I had met, to get down and get, be willing to compete with other martial artists. You know, back in the day, there were an awful lot of people who turned me down. Dennis Alexio, the great kickboxer, mm-hmm. who was the brother of Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie Kickboxer, he turned me down. Benny Urquidez, the Jet himself, said no. Yeah. Heck, and we had a dream list that included Mitch Blood Green and the famous Russian Greco-Roman wrestler Alexander Karelian. I got turned down by 38 different organizations. Pedro, that's why I dedicated the book, Is This Legal?, to the 10 fighters who came to UFC 1 and put it on the line. Those guys were brave. They had guts. They were like X-15 pilots flying off into the wild blue yonder without a parachute.
Okay, name the honored 10 for us. Is This Legal? Go ahead.
Hoyce Gracie, Ken Shamrock, Zane Fraser, Kevin Rozier, Art Jimerson, Gerard Gourdeau, Taylor Tooley, the alternates, Jason DeLucia and Trent Jenkins. What an incredible group of guys. You got to give guys like that credit because back in the day, like I say, a lot of people were telling me we wouldn't do this. You know, it takes a brave man to step up and put his art on the line.
Ken Shamrock was scary. I mean, that guy was it Don Fry that he locked in the ankle lock or something like that over there in Japan in that pride fight and broke his leg in four spots that Fry wouldn't give up?
That's true.
Good Lord.
You know, Ken came right from Japan for the first UFC. He arrived on Tuesday, fight week. He had just completed a bout at Pancrase in Tokyo. And I think he was a little unprepared to do this event. We kept talking on the phone. He said, "This is real, right?" I said, "Ken, there are no rules." He was used to doing, you know, some
work
semi-works. Bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also the other one I forgot to mention, of course, and is Pat Smith as one of the 10. And, of course, Ken was the athlete who put him into an ankle lock and made him say uncle in the first UFC. You know, the fascinating thing about the show is that these guys didn't know what they were facing because nobody had ever done this before. Heck, when I went to the insurance broker, Gagliardi and Associates.
Yeah, Joe Gagliardi was my godfather.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, as far as radio is concerned, he gave me $4,000 to start the show back in the late 1980s.
I did not know that. Yeah. That's fascinating. Yeah. And as you know, his agency is one of the key brokers, maybe the key broker, in providing coverage for boxing events and martial arts events. When we called his people up, they didn't know how to evaluate this. And finally, somebody said to me, "Well, can we put this down as full contact?" I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Yes, it's full contact." That's got to be the understatement of the decade.
All right, Dave, you talk about his time with Joe Gagliardi. Joe Gagliardi, the godfather. That's what I used to call him, the godfather, of course, of closed-circuit television back in the day. He had all these closed-circuit entities, these locations all across the country. I mean, if you wanted to do closed-circuit for some of these big fights, you had to go through Joe Gagliardi. In fact, I'll say this. The last fight that was on closed-circuit TV was June of 1996 as far as boxing was concerned, and that was Oscar De La Hoya and Julio Cesar Chavez. And I want to say this, Joe Gagliardi, thanks for the $20,000 they made that night. He gave me my own turf, and he etched this map out art where people couldn't do any closed circuit or anything like that, and bar pay per view, nothing like that. Within 10 miles of me in all directions, it was fantastic. I sold my arena out. I had 4 different screens, 3 in Spanish, 1 in English. I mean, we rocked that night. But thank you, Joe Gagliardi, $20,000 one night. That was my introduction to the big time.
Very cool.
Art Davey, Is This Legal? That's the name of the book. We'll have him almost until the top of the hour. Of course, lots of stuff to talk about with this man who's got an interesting background, no question about that. Originally in the ad business. Well, now, good Lord, he's got history. He's got history. He's all about history. He is the UFC, the man that started it all. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We talked about Hoist Gracie and him. He had a nervous breakdown before that, before the finale in the Turfs tournament, or what?
You know, Pedro, that's not a widely known story, and I recount it in chapter 11 of the book, the first UFC. He had been isolated and been in training all week long with the Brazilians, headed up by his brother, the family champion, Hickson Gracie. In fact, I had not been permitted to see Hoist all week long. And even the night of the show in the dressing room, there was a phalanx of Brazilians guarding him like he was the Pope. And they wouldn't even let me in the room. Now, the story was is that at the dress rehearsal earlier that day on Friday, November 12th, we had had all the fighters come through and do a walkthrough from the dressing area out to the octagon. And Hoist and his posse were the last group through. And Todd Hester, the editor and publisher of Gladiator Magazine, recounted this to me, that he saw Hoist and Hickson in the octagon. They were kneeling and facing each other. And Hoist, apparently, the pressure, the enormous pressure that was on him, remember, to defend and represent the family's art, perhaps it finally gotten to him, and Todd said that he was gently sobbing, and Hickson was holding him, cradling him, supporting him. I did not get a chance to witness this, but I trust Todd Hester's his veracity in observing this, and I don't doubt that was the case, because in all fairness, Hickson was the family champion. Hoist was the kid, the baby of the family. He was the one who babysat Horion's children.
Wow. Art Davies, our guest, the inside look into the world of the UFC, folks. The pioneer, the man that started out, of course, Hoist Gracie, going on to UFC fame. And we'll talk with Mr. Davey as to whether he thinks Hoist Gracie would be competitive in today's world. Of course, today's world now, guys are doing a whole lot of things, and they're doing all these different things. They're combining all these different aspects of combat sports into into their fight game. Boxing 101, of course, Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, he's got boxing 101 now. He's learned how to box. He was a wrestler with a wrestling base. He's got some jiu-jitsu behind him. I mean, all these guys are learning all these different facets. But could Royce Gracie compete in 2014? That's the question I've got for Art Davey, the author of Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC from the Man Who Created It All. Of course, the foreword by Big John McCarthy. Big John McCarthy, if he isn't anything, he's honest. Straight up, honest and blunt. Check it out. He writes the foreword for this great book, Is This Legal? More with Art Davey on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network right after this.
Really not.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Oh, under now. He got it. Under now.
He got it. Kevin Randleman taps. He taps. Hodger Gracie. A rear naked choke. One of the classic moves in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How cheesy that is. If you didn't know anything about television history, George Burns and Gracie Allen, you wouldn't know what that meant. Goodnight, Gracie. They were like on the TV, like on TV, like in the 40s. Trying not to show my age here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. You know, when my current guest is Art Davey, and he's got this book out called, of course, the Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC. But as I look at his picture of him here on the internet, he's sort of a cross between Lee Marvin and George Clooney, which is nothing bad, folks. I'm going to kid you not, but nothing bad. But he tells it like it is. He's a man that started the UFC back in the day, of course, 1993. I'm reading from the press release here. Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC from the man who created it. Of course, in November 12th, 1993. Now, 90 minutes before the show was supposed to go on the air, you still hadn't signed the contract?
You know, Pedro, like I said, it was a dogfight inside and outside the octagon. The night before in the fighters' meeting, Horion and Gracie and I really lost control of that meeting, and it might have degenerated into a brawl, except for when Kayla Tooley, the sumo wrestler, finally signed the release, slammed it down on the table, and said, "Hey, I'll be there tomorrow night to party. That's what I came here for. I'll see all you guys there." And then the next day, we still didn't have a signed agreement with our TV partner. And I had figured out that if we didn't sign that agreement, we couldn't do the broadcast that night. I was still pushing and angling for them to pay for the purses starting in the second show. I knew we were coming back. This was a franchise. And we paid for the purse, Horion and I, in the first show. So 90 minutes before the show, Pedro, we're still wrestling. We got the attorneys on the phone, and we're still going to the mat. And at the last minute, Bob Myrowitz from Semaphore Entertainment blinked, and he said, "All right, you got what you want. Let's go get this show and do it." So that's how it happened. But, boy, it was a dogfight right till the very end.
Okay, were you competing at all with Art Dorn and his Tough Man competition? Were there ever competition in that?
No, they were no more of a direct competitor to us than a house cat is to a leopard. I mean, you know, that was kind of a made for TV event. It came and went, and obviously after 21 years, and you see MMA all the way from Norway to Thailand, from Shanghai to Buenos Aires, MMA is the real deal.
You know, speaking of the real deal, we're talking with Art Davey, folks. The book is called Is This Legal? Ascend Books just released it as of July the 1st. We've got them on less than a week after the book is released, and we want to thank you for your time here on this Sunday. I know you've got other things to do, but Art Davey's a guest. Is This Legal? You know, the Pride Fighting Championships, I really like that 10-minute opening round. Being a former fighter myself, I sort of thought that was intestinal fortitude at its best. That was really the test of a guy, a 10-minute opening round. But in your initial tournaments, there was no time limit.
That's correct. What we had was, 5-minute rounds, and they were unlimited. It was going to go until there was a knockout or a submission. So, you know, there really were no rules for the first event. There was no biting, no eye gouging. And, the sport, though, evolved immediately. Right after UFC 1, the guys themselves started to cross-train. I remember between 3 and 4. Kimo Leopoldo showed up over at the Gracie Academy asking Horian Gracie if he can study jiu-jitsu. And before you know it, I was bringing in guys like Randy Couture, who were cross-training. This sport evolved right from the very beginning, Pedro. Also, the rules evolved. You know, by UFC 5, we were adding time limits, we were adding judging, we were adding gloves, weight classes. The sport and the athletes continue to evolve, and that's been the success of mixed martial arts, has been the organic evolution and then the tremendous support of the fans. Because when the media and the politicians got together and were trying to put the kibosh on MMA and the UFC, trying to ban it, it was the fans who in the early bulletin board days and later in the internet said, just like instead of saying, "I want my MTV," they said, "I want my MMA." And, you know, they're the ones who kept it really going.
Art Davey's on the line, folks. I think he's calling us from Sin City, Las Vegas. Are you down there for the Fan Expo?
Actually, I've got a ranch out here just about 50 miles outside of Vegas. And I've been at the International Fight Week and the UFC Fan Expo all week. Pedro, it's been really exciting over there. And this has been an incredible week for me and I think for the fans. Absolutely.
Okay, let's get a little more direct here with these questioning, folks. We'll get a little serious here. Now, Art Davey's our guest. I got to pose you this question. Is Zuffa Sports having basically bought everybody else out, all the major competitors out, World Extreme Cage Fighting, Strike Forces, and that, they've become a monopoly. Is that good for MMA?
Well, Well, you know, I think that, you know, anything that you look at as a development has pluses and minuses to it. And I think the plus in terms of Zuppa coming in 2001, getting the reality show on Spike in 2005, is they've helped to bring MMA to the mainstream. They've really pushed this sport forward in a way that has gained a great deal of mainstream and establishment acceptance. On the other hand, I hear from some of the fans at the Expo this weekend that, you know, is there too much domination by one brand? Okay. And in all fairness, that may be still to be determined, because Bellator has Viacom as an investor, and they're on Spike, and now by bringing Scott Coker on board, it looks like Bellator is poised to give the UFC more competition. Look, the truth of the matter is that over the next 10 to 20 years, we're going to be amazed to see the promoters and the fighters that emerge. This sport is only beginning. Can you imagine what the champions from 20 years from now are going to be like? And who knows who might be the number one brand? When I was a young man coming up, IBM, with their mainframe and with their personal computers, was a dominant brand. And that changed.
Yep.
You know? And now you've got Apple as being one of the biggest corporations on planet Earth. Things change all the time. But MMA will be here forever.
The book is called Is This Legal? It's available right now at Amazon.com or AscendBooks.com. That's AscendBooks.com. It's just how it sounds. AscendBooks.com or Amazon.com. Now, I'd be excited. Is this your first book?
This is my first book. Yes.
I mean, so how much prep went into this, or was this off out of memory?
Well, you know, a number of fans have said to me, "Art, you must have had great notes." And Campbell McLaren, my old point man from SEG, called me recently, and we had a long talk. And he said, "Art," he said, "you remember more from 20 years ago than I remember from 2 years ago." Mm. And the truth of the matter is also that I saved all the paperwork, all the faxes, all the contracts. And as a guy from the ad business, anytime I used to meet with a client, I'd make notes. So I've got great records from those days. So 3 years ago, Sean Wheelock, the play-by-play commentator for Bellator, called me up and said, "Art, I'm a big fan." I'd never met him before. He said, "You and I got to do a book together." And Sean kept pushing on me and pushing on me. And he kept saying, "We got to talk to this agent with that publisher." Before you know it, we wound up with a deal. And Sean did help me with a great amount of research on the book. When I would come up with a particular statement or quote and saying that, you know, Jorge and Gracie had met, Gene LaBelle on a heart-to-heart episode. What year was that? It'd be Sean that would nail that down. He also was a great editor. So this was a wonderful process. I really began writing the book hard last November and completed it in April. And I got to tell you, it was one of the funnest experiences of my life. True story.
The book is called Is This Legal? The True Story, of course, of the first UFC. Speaking of the first UFC, we're with Art Davey. He is the author extraordinaire, the man, of course, that brought us the UFC in its conception back in 1993. Could Royce Gracie compete at his weight class in today's UFC world?
You know, you brought that up before, and I'm glad you did. You know, in all fairness, the sport has continued to evolve. And you look at the athletes today. Every time I go to a show, I was in an amateur show Thursday night, Tough Enough, over at the Texas station here in Sin City. And I got to tell you look at the amateurs today, they look like the pros of 5 to 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think to answer your question, I think Royce today would have a hard time. And you remember when he finally came back to the octagon after 11 years and got in there with Matt Hughes? Quite frankly, you could see that the sport had evolved, and in a sense, perhaps Royce's game had not.
Okay. Who do you think the best fighter in the world is as far as the world of the UFC alone is concerned? Who do you think is the best?
Well, right now, you know, I'm a big fan of John Jones and Ronda Rousey. These two, I think, typify what men and women in the sport are supposed to be about, the kind of skills they bring, the kind of dedication they bring, the kind of commitment. And as I said, who knows what we're going to be looking at in 20 years, because, you know, at one time I heard that Major League Baseball sent a team over to China, and they found 40 guys who could throw a fastball faster than 90 miles an hour. So can you imagine what we'll find in places like China or India or Sandusky, Ohio, or Brooklyn, you know, in the next 20 years? I think it's going to be extraordinary who will be coming up and coming on.
Okay. Now, you were with the early part of the UFC. I'm sure you saw some guys you thought were on banned substances or prohibited steroids, things like that, right? Didn't you see some of that, I mean, to your naked eye?
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it that early on, it wasn't just the bodybuilders who were using the vitamin S, as Horian Gracie used to call it back in the day. And early on, I was proud of the fact that I did AIDS testing in the first UFC when a lot of boxing promoters weren't. Mm-hmm. And later on, we had hepatitis B and C. But we never got in all the 5 years that I was involved in being the booker and the matchmaker in testing for steroids. It's gotten a lot more sophisticated today. It's a real problem in the industry, in the sport. And back in the day, to answer your question, I think not only steroids, but human growth hormone was being used and taken.
Well, this is what Dana White had to say about legalized steroids. He's talking about testosterone replacement therapy.
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it. So it has to go away. What it is it ruins good fighters. Once you get on this stuff or any type of steroid, you can't get off it. You have to continue to use it. Because once you start using it, your body stops producing it like it did before. So it's definitely not good for you. It's meant for 45, 50-year-old men. That's what it's meant for. It's not meant for young, well-conditioned athletes.
Dana White on testosterone replacement therapy, which for years I call legalized cheating. What's your stance on that, Art Davey? Should testosterone replacement therapy be part of combat sports?
You know, I align myself with Dana on that issue. I think he's right on in terms of how he's seeing it. It does constitute a form of cheating. And I think even in the bigger picture that we have to be and remain aware of is that this is not good for the athlete. And I've noticed in my experience that there's a development of the muscle and tendon, but there tends to be a brittleness when it comes to bones. I used to see more injuries along those lines. And once your body starts accepting this, it doesn't produce it as much. It's really bad mojo. It's really bad mojo. Dana's right about that. And yet, if there's money involved and if a guy thinks that it'll give him a 5% edge, he's going to take it.
That is
the problem.
The man started a billion-dollar industry. I'm talking about the UFC. His name is Art Davey. The book is out. Art Davey and Sean Wheeler combining for this fantastic book. Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC. It's at Amazon.com, of course, AscendBooks.com. Straight up, it's a fantastic book. Mr. Davey, I thank you so much for your time, sir. You've been a great, great experience for me.
Hey, Joe, it's a pleasure. And I got to tell you something. Fans out there, if you really want to know how the sport began, this is a good way to get a handle on the sport that you love. And like I said, it's available at both Amazon.com and AscendBooks.com. Really appreciate your time today, Pedro.
The great Art Davey, the creator of the UFC, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That funky baritone sax that you hear there is the work of the funky doctor himself, Stephen McKenzie Cooper, Tower of Power on tour with Journey. And the Steve Miller Band going cross-country, of course, the second leg of their tour that started in May. God, these guys are in their 60s, and they're touring. Good Lord. Good product, though. Tower of Power is still the godfathers of soul when it comes to funk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Man, what a guest, huh? Holy cow. Art Davey, the man that started the UFC as far as putting it on pay-per-view is concerned, talking about, you know, Joe Gallard, all the little intricacies, all the inside, oh, man, and how it wasn't even a done deal until like 90 minutes before the first fight. He was still in his hotel room exchanging faxes with the television network. Holy cow. Talk about bringing it down to the wire, a nail biter. Oh, anyway, the bottom line is Art Davey, of course, started what is the most successful fight franchise in the history of period, combat sports. I mean, the UFC, a billion dollar company, no question about it. Worth more than the WWE. Of course, nothing in boxing approaches the UFC as far as sanctioning bodies or companies or firms or anything like that. I mean, the UFC is all alone in the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, Bellator looking to make a mark with Scott Coker now taking over the reins as the head of Bellator. Good luck with that one. The UFC's They're pretty locked up as far as their money's concerned. They got so much money they can do whatever they want. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour you're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. An hour of boxing and mixed martial arts. And Sunday, 2 hours, one of boxing, one of MMA, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Until then, peace.